Hi, good morning, Chase.
Yeah.
Hi, Chase. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, hey, how are you? Good.
I'm doing good. You know, it's only Tuesday, though. But thanks for asking. So, you know, I wanted to speak with you. I'm part of the upgrades department. And I know that currently, Chase, we're assisting you, like, with your marketing as far as Facebook, the local listing, directories, and as well as the website, right?
Yeah.
However, there's a couple of programs that you might qualify for, and I did want to at least share that information with you. First off, how is business going right now? How are things?
Well, it's going pretty good.
Okay.
Been pretty busy.
Okay. Good. That's good. That's what I want to hear. Are you familiar with Yelp ads by chance?
Yes, I've done Yelp before.
What was your experience when you did use Yelp?
A lot of spam.
Okay. So lots of spam calls. How long ago was that? Do you remember?
Just like last year or year before last. Sorry.
Oh, really? So it wasn't too long ago. Okay. Did you find that you were, I mean, obviously you were getting to your messages right away, right? But just seemed like a lot of spam was coming through. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And it was like if I got a call about something, I would get another text message of a similar, it was almost like a shadow text, you know, like,
okay.
Someone would text me about, you know, doing a floor installation of 600 foot, okay?
Right.
Like 15 minutes later, I would get the same text message, but it was like a different person. And,
really?
And, yeah, it's just fake, you know? It's like somebody knew that I was getting a text message about this, and then they were sending me another one, because every time I went to one of those leads or something, it'd be like a rundown house or, you know.
Interesting.
It was just weird.
Yeah, I would be a little weirded out about that too. Okay, yeah, and the reason is, again, because I don't know if you know, but recently we partnered up with Yelp, right? So we have promotional rates that we are running for our own clients with Yelp ads. The difference from, like, you managing them on your own as opposed to us doing it is because our team's dedicated to it, right? So they're the ones doing the management, the keywords, the negative keywords, and so forth, right? When you probably ran them, more than likely it was you doing your own enhancements and so forth, right? But again, I just kind of wanted to get, like, your feedback if you've ran them in the past and what was that experience like, you know? So I'm just notating that it was a lot of spam. And of course, you know, we want a program that's going to work best for you. I mean, I always get these mixed feelings, right? Because I get some people that say, oh my gosh, I love Yelp and it's amazing. And then I get some that say, oh my gosh, I ended up with a bunch of spam calls, you know?
Right.
Now, have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay. You might have seen them. Google Guaranteed is actually in the search results. When you perform a search on Google, they're the ones that'll pop up at the very top of the page. And they have this check mark. It'll say sponsored Google Guaranteed. So what that is, Chase, it's a program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call that you're not sharing with anyone, okay? It is only sent to you. Have you ever done a lead service type of program in the past?
Yeah, like Angie's Leads or Angie's List or whatever.
Or like a Thumbtack? Okay. So those type of lead services, they're sending you the information, right? And now you got to call the person, okay? And you're like chasing them. Well, Google, when they created this program, it was for that specific reason. they wanted you to still get the phone calls directly to you without having to stop what you're doing and chasing the customer. Okay. Also, the lead isn't being shared. Like with Angie's, you're sharing the lead. I mean, you're like not the only person who's receiving it. Okay. So for this particular program, Google has some requirements, right? Because they do put up like an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's like almost as if Google guarantees your work. Okay. When it comes to the flooring, right? I want to kind of go over some of these subcategories to see if these would best fit you. So obviously installation of floors, do you do hardwood and carpet, or is it just hardwood and like vinyl?
No, we do everything.
I mean, you do everything.
Hardwood.
Okay.
Yeah, we do hardwood, carpet, tile, wood look tile, laminate, LVP,
marble concrete, as well.
Epoxy. We do marble, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And then also what about floor sanding or polishing? Any of those?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Anything okay. Flooring related, we do it.
You're like, we do it. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then I'm assuming you also carry the general liability insurance. It looks like they require $250,000 in general liability. Is that what you typically carry?
I have $1 million policy.
Okay. You know, majority of people that I speak with more than what's required. Yeah, and no licensing is required. They do run a background check, Chase, because they want to make sure you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years, which I'm sure you have a completely clean record, right?
Yes.
So, and then they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews. So basically, the way that this program works, there's a one-time $250 application fee. And what we do is we send you the application and you fill it out, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay. The approval process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. Really, it depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Okay. However, once you get approved, we will call to notify you, because within 3 days we do want to activate the leads unless if you tell us otherwise. So we always start you off with the minimum monthly budget just because we want you to see how it works first before you start saying, okay, send me more leads. Okay. There's a difference with these leads because there's what they call unqualified and qualified leads. A qualified lead is going to be if you talked about pricing over the phone, gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that would be considered a qualified lead. Now, Google will assign a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone, and they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, because we're also managing it, if we see that one slip through the cracks, we will dispute it with Google on your behalf to get it credited back. Okay. This program, you have the ability to pause the leads off and on whenever you need to and for as long as you need to. There's not like a limitation on it. So if you are going on vacation or you're just bombarded with work, you call us, you say, shut them off. We shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call back to say, turn them back on. Okay. It'll allow you to cover wherever your insurance covers you. If that means the whole state, you can cover the whole state if you want, which I wouldn't recommend it, because it kind of puts you out too far, right? But you can cover a lot. You have a bigger coverage area when it comes to this Google Guaranteed. So basically with the Google Guaranteed, go ahead.
I think I'm okay. Like I don't want to get signed up or have to go through all this crap with Google. Like I've already done all this stuff before and it wasn't very appetizing to me.
With the pay per lead, you're saying?
Yeah, or even the free leads, like it just,
uh-huh.
Like maybe it generates one or two jobs, but honestly, like we're pretty packed right now. Like I'm out till October. Yeah. And
oh well, that's a
when
good
I was
thing.
Getting, yeah, it's good. But when I was getting leads and stuff from Angie's List and YouTube, what is it, Yelp and
uh-huh.
Well, there was another one.
Thumbtack or Angie's List, Home Advisor.
Yeah, Angie's List. Yeah, Home Advisor. That was the other one.
Yeah.
I don't care enough, you know, like I get enough business in the area that we're in, you know.
Okay.
I've got my own marketing thing going. I don't think I'm interested in this. Like,
okay. Okay.
I wasn't interested before either. They kind of tried to make me do it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's one of those things. I don't want to pay for leads. They just come naturally.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair then. Well, Chase, I mean, with that being said, I just wanted to reach out just to let you know what other opportunities are out there.
No,
we could always help you increase your business, I want to make sure that we offer that information. But, all right, well, listen, I'm going to let you get back to work. I thank you for your time kindly, and I hope you have a very blessed day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.